Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as always as we greet all the listeners. The Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Today we'll share about the things ezenzakalayo esidlula kuzo before siyofikelela kuma blessings uNkulunkulu asithembise wona. And sometimes many of us we label immaterial things as the blessings of God, and yet there are people who are wicked and still have material things. The mistake we make by labeling the material things as the blessings zikaNkulunkulu, this has resulted that many people left their churches where they are taught the sound doctrine and ran after the gimmicks, messages that tell them to bargain with God. They would say to them, give this amount of money, then God will give you a car. Give this amount of money, God will give you a mansion. And many were deceived because they fail to know that there are a lot of false doctrine out there. There is a doctrine of materialism. There's a doctrine of humanism. There's a doctrine of pluralism. There's a doctrine of spiritualism, which we see in nowadays. Ukuthi sezigcwele zandile lezi zinto. Immaterialism is a doctrine that said our physical comfort and our worldly material are the signs that we are blessed. And this result that those abangenazo lezo zinto, they think that they are not blessed and they are not praying enough. And yet izikaNkulunkulu lapha ku Matthew chapter 6 ku verse 19 uJesu Kristo uthi, do not store up yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break out, but store up treasures in heaven where the moth and the rust do not destroy and where the thieves do not break and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Kukhona omunye othi, one will say, wherever your heart is, that is where you'll find your treasure. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, on the contrary, uJesu Kristo never meant that it is wrong for us to have riches, but he meant that we must not set our hearts on those things. He even made a parable, yesowa, lapha ekhuluma nge seed that was sown among the thorns. It grew up and choked the plant so that they did not bear grain. And were elaborated by explaining the meaning of that parable, that it refers to the people who worry about this life and the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things came and choked the word, making it unfruitful. Njengoba nomphostoli uPauli wabhala laphayana ku 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, uma ethi, some people eager for money have wandered from their faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. I guess we need to know that the difference between blessings, the difference between prosperity, there's a difference between riches and there's a difference between wealth. If only we can know there's a difference between those things, we will not go around piercing ourselves, sifunana nemali, many griefs, and these things will run after us, not us running after them. In the Bible, we read about the people who became wealthy just by obeying God. Uzziah, Hezekiah, Boaz, Solomon, and many others. Babusiseka nje ngokuthi bathobile uNkulunkulu bamkhonze. Manje let me continue to explain those false doctrine engizimentionile at first. I doctrine ye humanism is a belief that human values and needs are priorities more than to worship God, meaning that the personal needs is abantu are essential more than uNkulunkulu is a secondary. Manje ku humanism goes as far as that people tend to worship themselves. njengoba umpostoli Paul naye washo lapha ku 2 Timothy chapter 3 what he foretold this thing what in the last days people will be lovers of themselves more than loving God manje siyayibona ke ukuthi doctrine of humanism ukuthi wena uzibeka phambili ukuthi izwi kaNkuluNkulu lithini uyabona kufana nalento aba legalize abortion umuntu lo ezoyenza kusho ukuthi uzibeke phambili ukuthi izwi kaNkuluNkulu lithini ngaloko yinto anganamsebenzi nayo manje that is a doctrine of humanism ukuthi when you come first uNkuluNkulu comes after ama values akho they come first nama needs akho they are priorities and worship uNkuluNkulu it's a secondary manje siyabona ukuthi at times we don't understand ukuthi these are false doctrines and another i doctrine of pluralism siyayibona namhlanje abantu baningi abathi ziningi indlela eziya kuNkulunkulu and at the same time bathi ziningi indlela eziyeqinisweni and yet the Bible is kaNkulunkulu lithi uJesus is the way the truth and the life no one comes to God except by him manje ku spiritualism is an openness to the unseen realm hence namhlanje we find lot of false prophets so we find lot of sangoma sibeke ukuthi kugcwele nezangoma zabantwana all over why because of this spiritualism esikhona manje people they want to reach the unseen realm abantu namhlanje they want to be fortune told ize iphuma ngisho na ko Facebook because ukuthi uma uklika lokhu uzokwazi ukuthi wena ufana nobani ebhayibhelini these are the things ekuyizo ekoma spiritualism they are all over that is why even today sibona kugcwelisa ngoma yonke indawo sibona kugcwele false prophet it's because we are in the age of spiritualism we are in the age of pluralism we are in the age of humanism siyabona we are in the age ebona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzamuva indizi zabantu ziza ngaphambili manje that is why people they don't want a sound doctrine bafuna amanizi abo bagijima ngale nangale bekhohliswa bekhipha imali and bekhohliswa abantu in the name of Jesus bengabona ukuthi laba bantu akusilona iqiniso siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni manje kukhona indoda eyayingu asaphe eBhayibheleni izwi uNkulunkulu uthi na make khuluma uthi ngacishe inyawo lami lashibilika uma ngibona abanye abantu bengamkhonza uNkulunkulu bephumelela manje masifunda ngaye lapha kumahubo ku 73 from verse 1 to 7 ngizoyifunda ithi lana but as for me my feet has almost slipped I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Siyambona uthi when wa envy the arrogant, uma ebona their prosperity of the wicked. Manje kuyenzeka even abantwana bethu namhlanje they envy abantu aba wicked bebona izinto zabo bazifise bese bangasamfuna uThixo bafuna izinto eziza lula kodwa uma iqhubeka uthi uma ke khuluma ngalabo bantu uthi they have no struggles their body are healthy and strong they are free from burdens common to men. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their calumnious hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceit of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice in their arrogance. They threaten oppression. Athi manje uma ekhuluma ngabo. Athi this is what the wicked are always carefree. They increase in wealth. Sometimes when we see those people who are increasing in wealth, we think that this is the blessing uNkulunkulu akhulume ngazo. That is why people, they are running after those things. Njengoba silfunda lapha. Khona la isilfunde khona ku verse 12. Ithi this is what the wicked are like. Always carefree. They increase in wealth. Beze maga kubega uti surely in vain I kept my heart pure. In vain I've washed my hands in innocent. All day long I've been plagued, have been punished every morning. Ukubona ukuthi thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sidlule into eziningi. Sometimes uhlutshwa abantwana, sometimes uhlutshwa izinto ezithile. Abantu babekubheka bathi uphi uNkulunkulu wakhe, njengoba naye esho athi all day long I've been plagued, I have been punished every morning. Athi uma eqhubeka athi, if I had said I will speak thus, I will have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. Manje kwaba yincindezi kuye uma ebona lokho ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu badlule intweni ezinzima. Athi makabheka laba abangamkhonzi uNkulunkulu kube ngathi bona impilo yabilula. Manje uthi lana kuverse 17 athi, till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. Waze wathi bangafika enkonzweni kulapho waqala wathola ukuthi their final destiny labo bantu bayophelelaphi. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka ukuthi kwenzakalani, manje i-title ye message yethu namhlanje is a road to our blessing. Ukuthi manje masingadideki njengoba uAsaph wadideka, kodwa uthe make ngena in the sanctuary of God, then uthi then I understood their final destiny. Ukuthi noma bangaba nazo lezo zinto kodwa khona abaphelela khona, ngoba yizinto nje ele uJesu Kristu sikhulume ngaye lapha ku Matthew athi kuba namamothi, they decay those things, beziyatshontsho lezo zinto ngani futhi into engazanga kahle ayibi nesibusiso. Manje ithekile message yethu namhlanje, road to our blessing. If only we can start to picture the life of Abraham. He was a man of God, and uNkulunkulu amchuzile to be the father of the nation. But at the same time, uma sibheka ukuthi udlule kuphi kuma ups and down empilweni yakhe, and ucabange ukuthi he was traveling from one place to another, not knowing what i-destiny yakhe yini, engenandawo yokuhlala, ehamba ngamatende. But this is a man uNkulunkulu amthembisile ukuthi he will be the father of the nation. Manje ukukhona oke wathi, but the road he traveled, uma sibheka ukuthi the road he traveled was leading him to a blessing, to be the father of many nations. Manje exoshwa ngapha nangapha, facing pressure from her own wife uSarah. Kodwa ke uma sibheka futhi nendaba kaIsaac, when they saw him a prospera kule ndawo wayekuyo, they became jealous. And yet, he's the man uNkulunkulu amthembise ngeyibusiso. Waze wathi kuye, he is blessed with heavenly blessing and the earthly too. Manje, yilo muntu loyo owathola incindezi kwabantu abangasizwe sabo ababemqosha naye, bathi phuma kule ndawo bebona impumelelo yakhe. Manje ngikhuluma ngabantu abakhonza uNkulunkulu ukuthi they encounter those things. Thina sicabangela ukuthi akufanelanga sidlule kuzo. Ubheka indaba kaJacob, he had to spend 14 years under incindezi kaLabhani. Kubuhlungu empilweni yakhe, but he's the man ebekufanele ukuthi a-inherite ama-blessing ka-Isaac, a-inherite kukonfirme ngaye ama-blessing ka-Abraham. Manje one person wake wenza i-quote wathi, difficult roads often lead to beautiful destination. Omunye wathi, sometimes bumpy roads lead to greater destination. Manje sisafunda ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Ngithanda ukuthi sifunde lapha kumahubo 105. Sizofunda lapha uverse 16 to 25 lifundeka kanje leli lizwi elithi he called down famine on the land and destroyed all the supplies of food and he sent a man before them Joseph sold as a slave cabanga ke uNkulunkulu seke bathembisile Abraham no Isaka mara izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi khona kule ndawo bebekuyo lithi uNkulunkulu wehlisa ini wehlisa imbalela and it is kaNkulunkulu destroyed all their supplies of food bahlala bengenamanzi bahlala bengenakudla kodwa yilabo bantu abebemele izethembiso zikaNkulunkulu besendleleni yezethembiso zikaNkulunkulu and lithi leli lizwi and he sent a man before them Joseph sold as a slave uNkulunkulu wamhambisela ngaphambili uJoseph ukuthi uma eyofika lapho wayengafikanga ngobumnandi kodwa siyazi ukuthi he was sold as a slave and a little lily they bruised his feet with shackles his neck was put in iron manje cabanga lo muntu ulindele ibusiso zikaNkuluNkulu kodwa kufanele ukuthi andlule ebunzimeni elithi zikaNkuluNkulu they bruised his feet with shackle wayeboshwe ngamasheini entanyeni eboshwe ngama-iron kodwa this is a person osendleleni yeibusiso zikaNkuluNkulu manje lezi zinto ziyasifundisa ukuthi indlela yeibusiso zikaNkuluNkulu it's not the pie in the sky but indlela yeibusiso zikaNkuluNkulu ingabukeka inzi uze uzibuze ukuthi ingabe ngisebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu ingabe uNkulunkulu lo ongithembisile wayengihlangabezana nezinto ezinje yiko lokho ezenza ukuthi abanye abantu baphume kuNkulunkulu ngoba bengazi ukuthi indlela yeyibusiso idlulwa kuphi manje uma siqhubeka ngaleli lizwi kuverse 20 no muqhubeka ithi the king sent and released him the ruler of people set him free he made him a master of household ruler of all possess to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach elders of wisdom ah my god mawubheka uverse 22 wakhona lithi leli lizwi to instruct his princes as he pleased the very person ophume njele the very person okwakunzima kuye owangena eboshwe ngamaketanga eboshwe ngeyinsimbi entanyeni kodwa lithi kaNkuluNkulu mase kuqala ibusiso zakhe lithi wayewumuntu owayeinstructor ama leaders alapho and at the same time a teacher abadala abalapho ngokuhlakanipha then ilithi kuverse 23 then Israel entered Egypt Jacob lived in an alien in the land of him siyabona ukuthi uJacob eneyibusiso zikaNkuluNkulu waze wahlala as an alien eyi foreigner kuleyo ndawo kodwa umuntu onesithembiso sikaNkuluNkulu manje izinto ekufanele usizibheke lezi ukuthi laba bantu bahambe kanjani manje lithi the Lord made his people very fruitful he made them too numerous for their foes wathi uNkuluNkulu sebengene bebancane kangaka wabandisa wabenza ukuthi manje nezitha zabo ziqale manje zibasabe manje yini esiyibona lapho siyayibona ilife yabantu abanjalo For instance, David was anointed three times, and yet he had to wait 7 years to be crowned as a king. See, I told you, indaba yakhe, why anointiwe Samuel waphinda wa-anointwa abadala bakwaJuda manje sikhuluma ngabantu abadlule beya ezibusisweni kodwa zange badlule kanzima manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kanamhlanje a road to our blessings calls us to wait and those esikhuluma ngabo boAbraham they waited for God uJacob waited for God uJoseph waited for God uDavid waited for God njengoba izwi kaNkuluNkulu sengizovala lithi wait for the Lord and be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord bese kuIsaiah 38:18 lithi for the Lord God of justice blessed are those who wait for him kuse Peter 3 lithi but do not forget one thing dear friends with the Lord a day is like a thousand years and a thousand years is like a day kuMika 7:7 lithi But as for me, I'll look to the Lord. I'll wait for God. Manje siyazibona ukuthi kuyalindwa kuNkulunkulu. And ukulinda lokhu akumnandanga. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Indlela eyayibusisweni kaNkulunkulu inamapheni. And indlela eyibusisweni iyalindwa. May God richly bless you. This is Apostle Gwen. Amen.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.